KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Tlaine-D and the Wush-Kitan of the Ak-Kwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who maintained smokehouses on the tidelands, who parked their boats in the harbor, who gathered driftwood for fuel. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunash chish for your patience as we learn. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and first up today, I'm talking with Richard Peterson, president of the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes. Hello, President Peterson.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you doing?
Oh, doing good. Just trying to keep up on all of the what's going on with this pandemic.
Right. Well, before we talk about your operations, I was just wondering if you would please introduce yourself to our listeners.
Sure. My Tlingit name is Chachia Ish. I'm Kagwantan of the Eagle's Nest House. And everybody knows me as Richard Peterson, president of Tlingit and Haida.
And you're here today, as we mentioned, to provide us an update on Central Council's operations at this time. Where should we begin?
Well, we think it's important that everybody knows that we're still working to provide services for our clients and our citizens, but we have made all of our sites visitor-free, so we're asking everybody just contact us by email and telephone. And just kind of have some grace for us as we adjust to serving everybody in a new way.
Right. I noticed that one recent update is that the tribal assembly is postponed. Do you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, you know, that was a big decision on us. And, of course, this is an election year for president, vice president, tribal court, chief justice, and it's a big thing for us. This is our 85th tribal assembly and the first one that's ever been postponed, to my knowledge. And it's an important time for us to do our governance and those elections. But right now it's even more important that we put the health and well-being of our community, our citizens, and delegates as a priority.
Right. I also wanted to ask if there's any updates to the food and sundry drive that Central Council has been organizing.
Yeah, it's still going on. We're taking donations at all of our sites here in Juneau, and our team's working really hard to keep that going. We still have communities that do not have ferry service, so we're wanting to make sure that we're doing what we can to help them out. And then, of course, in light of, I think, a lot of fear is kind of helping push people to hoard shop, as I'm calling it, and they're kind of overbuying, even though we're being assured by industry, by our government, that, you know, there's no shortage of supplies. So, we want to make sure that we're still trying to get those donations out to our communities, and made a little more difficult by this crazy shopping people are doing.
Right. Is there anything that you'd like to share with our listeners about how we can help Central Council meet their needs so that you can continue serving the people of Southeast?
Yeah, I think, as you know, people that need services, please encourage them to call in, not come in person. You know, we're trying to be ahead of this pandemic, make sure that relevant and honest information is being shared. Please follow our social media. We have Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We're sharing information and news on those sites. Right now things are kind of changing, not just by the day, but almost the hour. So we're wanting to get relevant information pushed out and make sure that, that we can continue to provide those services without spreading the disease and making sure that we're doing our part to flatten that curve.
How's your office observing some of the recommendations that have been mandated by the state and the federal government?
Well, we're doing a lot of our meetings now by telephone and internet, Even internally, we're doing more calls instead of visiting each other's offices. We're trying to make sure that we model and practice these new norms. We're huggers by nature. It's hard to, kind of provide that distance that we need so that we're not spreading it. But I think our team is really rising to the occasion. Yeah, I really couldn't be prouder right now of my management team and our staff who are going that extra mile. We had to suspend our elder programs, but we're still doing food deliveries. We're being in touch with our elders, and I think that's really important. Our elders are vital. We want to keep them vital and engaged during this time, but we also want to keep them safe. Some of our economic enterprises have sacred grounds. We temporarily closed our location at Sea Alaska. We're holding off on opening our Bartlett location, and we're just there at our headquarters at Andrew Hope. We're discouraging people bringing in their coffee mugs. We're unfortunately having to use a single-use products, but we're trying to be socially responsible in that too. They're biodegradable. We've got our walk-up window so people can still get their coffee, can take orders for food still. But we're doing things in a more socially responsible manner, and we're trying to keep people working as well. So we're keeping a tight eye on things, and when the time comes, have the patience and grace for us when we probably have to send people to work from home.
Right. And I also want to mention that the Central Council is a government entity in and of itself, and maybe putting out their own recommendations, guidelines, or materials in different languages. Is there anything you'd like to mention that might be different from different or well, anything that's different from anything else we might have read?
We provide services, and we have our vocational center. We do classes. We're trying to look at new ways that we can interact and keep an eye on our social media, because that's where we're going to be announcing a lot of information. We're looking at, we've had to cancel things like our Native Issues forums, and the idea of doing kind of like Facebook Live events and being able to interact with the public and our citizens in that way. So it's again changing by the hour, but we're wanting to be responsive and take advantage of technology and things that hopefully can reach our clients. We know that in some of our villages, internet might not be the best way, but we're trying to be fluid and move with the times, so to speak.
And speaking of social media, I found that your Facebook page was really informative. But on a lighter note, I wanted to ask you about herring egg season, which I read about on your Facebook page. It's open, and it sounds like it actually might be a good opportunity to get outside, keep yourself busy. It seems like it might be a social distancing friendly activity, and also contribute to food stability. So, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely. Not just the, as we head into herring egg season, as we call it, I think it's important when we're trying to do the social distancing that, hey, you can still go outside, you can still do activities. We gathering and putting up our traditional foods and medicines is medicine in and of itself. And so, take advantage of what we have. Go outside, take your kids outside, go out with your friends. Put up medicine, put up food. I think it's a good time to take stock and look at food sovereignty and some of these issues and just be active.
Another fun thing I found on your Facebook page is What'd You Say Wednesday? I know it's a day late, but I thought I might play that if you don't mind.
Yeah, please.
It's pretty short. Here we go.
Klinget
hard kill.
Some eldiach.
How senech hayuchatungi. Our language saved us. How senech hayuchatungi.
That was
goodness cheese.
That's a weekly segment that you guys put up on your Facebook page and on YouTube. It's like a phrase of the week. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. What we're trying to do is just provide an opportunity for the three indigenous languages of Southeast, Tlingit, Haida, Hadkil, and Semalgic to be used and normalized. And social media has been a great way. There are some groups out there doing some great work. So really, our communications team just shares some of that work that they're doing. And of course, you know, we have our Tlingit language nest here in Juneau. And we're really active there, so yeah.
Well, President Peterson, thanks so much for speaking with me today and sharing those updates. We will keep in touch with you and continue to share information with our listeners. What's is the Facebook page or the website? Where's the best place to find out more about Central Council's latest news and updates?
Well, our website is always a good place to go to, and then our Facebook page probably has some more of the up to the minute and things that are changing. We're really trying to make sure that we have some resources on there on the coronavirus, ways that people can, you know, try to do their part to flatten the curve. And, you know, we're just trying to make sure that relevant, important information is out there. We don't want to add to any panic. We're trying to make sure our folks are informed and can make informed decisions for their safety and well-being of themselves and their family.
Well, thank you very much again for speaking with me today. And I noticed there are hand-washing instructions in Tlingit. If anyone needs those, there's a great infographic with Tlingit language instructions on your Facebook page, too. So I thought that was nice of you to share. So, well, I hope you have a great rest of your afternoon, and we will talk to you again soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.